Right. You ready there? All right. So just say a few things and we'll go back to where we came from. Genesis 4, even as you go back to different states, different places where God has commissioned you to be and to work for His glory. In Genesis chapter 4, we see a popular story of Cain and Abel. Cain offered sacrifice and God rejected. And Abel offered a sacrifice and God accepted. Because it was by faith. And rather than Cain asking his brother, "What did you do? You know, what did you do?" Something like that. "What did you do to ensure that God accepted you?" After writing, he got angry. His countenance changed. And he killed his brother. Verse 8. And Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass that when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and slew him. Observe the way Moses was writing it. He kept, every time I mentioned Abel, he put his brother at the back. Amen. Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field, he rose up against Abel his brother. I don't know why he kept doing that. And the Lord said to Cain, "Where is your brother?" He said, "Am I my brother's keeper?" How many times have we seen brother now? Quite like 4 or 5 times. And he said, "What have you done? The voice of your brother's blood cries to me from the ground." Observe Cain's response. "Am I my brother's keeper? What do you want? Why are you asking me? Am I the one that is meant to be looking out for him everywhere? Am I my brother's keeper?" But we see God correct that in Abraham. So Cain felt, "I don't owe anybody an explanation for my brother." I think I taught this already. What teaching is that? Building to last. All right, so he said, "Am I my brother's keeper? Why do you want me to be looking for him everywhere?" But we see God do it in Abraham again. Excuse me. And in Genesis 13, Abraham had now left Egypt. He had a lot of possessions. He had a lot of, you know, properties and all of that. And because he was that great, you know, when your uncle sets up a business and then you have been with him for 20 years, the chances are you are now also a big man. Amen. Now a big man. So Lot also became a big man. And with his big, with his bigness, if there's anything like that. You know, he now, pride came in. Don't forget what God does to the proud. What does God do to the proud? He will resist. Resist sounds like a good word. He will fight him. Go and listen to those teachings again. Is that clear? I don't want to believe that they'll be released tomorrow. Let me give you Tuesday, Christmas. Alright, so he said, "So the servants of Lot died fighting the son of Abraham." No, there's no greater master. I'm not your master servant. So my sheep must drink this water there. And Lot got there. And you know, his response ought to be, "Don't fight Father Abraham's servants." Hallelujah. You know, you have to just respect the fact that he's the person that established you. He's the person that gave you everything you have now. Not Lot. Not Uncle Lot. Lot, too, now took it up. What's the meaning of all this? What's the meaning of all this? So strife started. Amen. And Abraham's servant now were fighting Lot's servants. Lot's servants were fighting Abraham's servant. And Lot wanted to fight Abraham himself. Verse 8, Genesis 13. Abraham said to Lot, in Cain's voice, you would have heard what? "Am I my brother's keeper? I don't care about you. Can't you remember who I am? Can't you remember who I am? Who gave you everything you have? Why are you? Who are you talking to like this?" You know, when some folks will say, "Do you know who I am?" Especially in Lagos traffic, when they hit each other, they say, "Do you know who I am?" I recall a story like that. A young man and his cousin went they were booking an hotel, starting for a wedding or something. So they got to the reception, and the receptionist was acting funny. So the guy said, "Do you know who we are? Do you know who we are?" And the cousin said, "Who are we?" Maybe they not tell me in our family. I'm like, "Who are we?" We are pencils. Hallelujah. So Abraham did not act like Cain. Abraham said, "Let there be no strife, I'm praying you, between me and you, between your headmen and my headmen, between your pastor and my pastor, between your members and my members, between your workers and my workers. For we are brethren." Amen. Says, "Let there be no strife." Hallelujah. Oh. So we see God correct the meaning of brotherhood in Abraham. Sin corrupted that word in Cain. Am I my brother's keeper? But God in Abraham corrects it. Hallelujah. And that was a sharp one. There will be no strife. Not because I don't want to fight. There will be no strife. Not because I don't know what to say. There will be no strife. Not because I don't know what belongs to me. But there will be no fight. There will be no strife. Because we are brothers. Amen. Then again, we see God, the devil corrupt it again. When Joseph had his dream, and he said, "I see the stars, the moon, the sun. There's nothing to not see. Is everybody bound before me? They are all bound before me." In your own translation, you say his brothers are stars. That's fine. But they didn't even see it that way. At least if you are bowing, you know that you are bowing as a star. Amen. But when offense has colored your face, you will not even hear that they called you a star. Hallelujah. I think it's a good thing they call you star boy. Hallelujah. That's not as a star boy. A very young man. Doing well. Hallelujah. It's a star boy. So, but Joseph brothers, they did not hear star. The issue is, why am I bowing? I am bowing in real life. I am bowing in my dream. What's happening? They said, forget the star part. And then they started to connive against their brother. Again, the devil strikes. Could they have acted like Abraham and say, with their great grandfather, and say, "Let there be no strife. Whether we are bowing or not, let there be no strife. We are brothers." They would have gone Abraham's way. And it shows you that from time to time, we must keep up with the word. From time to time, you cannot outgrow it. So, he said, "Am I my brother's keeper?" Then Abraham corrected that. What did he say? "Let there be no strife." Why? "We are brethren." He said, "We be brethren." That sounds like preaching. "We be brethren." And then sin comes again. And then they connive to sell their own brother. And of course, that one, they sold him. He went to deliver puff-puff. My brother, say puff-puff. As you are serving puff-puff with a pure heart, the masters from Egypt were at the corner. Amen. The first said, "Should we kill him?" One said, what game is that to us? You know, like, his death is nothing. I need money. I want to buy PS4 or PS5, which one ever is doing now. I've been talking about PS so much. We still talk about it. Yeah, I want to buy it. Reuben said, as the elder, Adbaya. Yeah, as the elder. Based on one or two stock market prices, let us sell him. So they packaged him like stockfish, hands bound, feet bound, and they sold him to slavery. The devil is corrupting the product. Are you listening to me this morning? He told him. And the young man, because God is with him, when he got to Potiphar's house, you know, he wasn't mourning and then grumbling and complaining. Else, they would not have made him the head of servant.
You know, who makes a complaint at the age of servant? Nobody. You make someone who is active, someone who loves his job. Amen. Amen. Some people have just said, with every song that I sang more and more of you, Lord. I sang Giovanni. See where I am. I'm not singing anything. I'm not going for any church with you again. Joseph could have been like that. Huh? You know, I'm not doing anything. If I hear G, if I hear G, I would slap you. No, it wasn't like that. He kept on doing what he was always doing. Hallelujah. Because people's action must not determine your own reaction. Be swift to hear, but be slow to speak. Be slow to wrath. Because the wrath of man does not work the righteousness of God. Amen. Hallelujah. So from Potiphar's house said, I like your eyebrows. Yeah. What a young man. I like your eyes. What do they say? You are taught that can answer. Something like that. That's every lady's dream. That kind of person toast you. Let me just accept this one like that. Taught that can. Is that who you are in Christ? Is Christ taught that can answer? Let's go to that part. Amen. But it's good, sir. So, Potiphar said, I need you to help me set up my WhatsApp. Joseph said, where? He said, you just go to my bedroom, I'm charging the phone here. Amen. Before you know, he just WhatsApp, he wants to set up. He's already WhatsApping. Joseph said, I cannot do this and sin against God and against my... Sorry, who does that correct? Lord. Have you? I cannot do this and sin against my master. Thank you, Jesus. Then eventually, he ran away. Potiphar's wife went to Instagram. Did live video. Say, see, that's why I don't like male servants. See what he has done. See how he tore my clothes. He now ran away. Domestic violence. So they said, no, I did not do it. But if you are Potiphar, who would you believe? The boy that was sold to slavery or your wife of 20 years? You will believe your wife. Abby? Come on, Abby. So Joseph ended up behind bars. And it's not chocolate bars. Behind iron bars. Amen. In prison. What do you think you should be singing again? Jehovah Nisi, you are my banner. Some people would have said, I God has shown me who he really is now. I served him first time, slavery. I did not complain. Now I am in the prison. And then the young man kept doing what he had been doing. So he kept doing what he had been doing. What has he been doing? He had been doing good, bringing forth and all. And he interpreted someone's dream. That one went out of prison. Bible says he did not remember Joseph. Very stupid boy. How can you say you went out of prison and you don't remember someone for 2 years? Even if you had brain surgery, you will remember the person. Amen. Even if they remove the previous brain, the new brain will tell you that, how did I get here? Hallelujah. Eventually, Joseph interpreted the king's dream and ended up the prime minister. Hallelujah. Prime minister. Now, his brothers, remember his brothers, four brothers, remember them? They were not hungry. Now, there is famine where they were. So Jacob told his sons, go to Egypt. I hear that there is a lot of food there. Hallelujah. There is a lot of food there. So they went to Egypt to get food. Jacob also came along. Guess who? They saw the delivery boy. Amen. Joseph. They first don't recognize him. You know, when someone is having money. Hallelujah. Like some of you now, sometimes you don't recognize you again. Amen. When someone's having money like this now, you start going fresh. Like, bro, why? You start going fresh. You start going, Yeah, but you're not growing fat. Hallelujah. When he's eating chocolate, I'll be glad you call it chocolate. He's not growing fresh. He knows how to write yourself again. He's, before he tricks you to be mwah. When he doesn't tick you, by force dimples. He's hunger. There's hunger dimples. You know, John got dimples before. I don't think you can answer them. This one John got dimples as well. Now, the boy, he has chubby cheeks now. Jojo, he recognized them. He recognized, he said, when he recognized, they go and call, do you have a father? Is your father still alive? He wanted to know if his father was alive. He said, yes. He said, before you get anything, I'll give you food, but go and call your father. He called that one too. Young man. Yes, sir. Papa called me. But Benjamin recognized him. That was last boy. Last boy, you know, they don't have job. Like dog. They can't recognize anything. Last boy. Like last boy. With all due disrespect. Amen. Have you heard that one before? With all due disrespect. The last boy. Saw him. Uncle Joe. Uncle Joe. Of the delivery boy. Went to meet him. The brother says, just for long. Don't kill us. Now he has ministry. He has everything. Say, don't kill us. She said, no, this is not about killing. Have you guys eaten? And they felt, in the hotel room where they put them, they said, you taste the food first. You taste the food first. Reuben, I say, baby, sell up. Taste the food first. One said, it's once that a man will die. They said, nothing is, nothing happened. Everybody just consumed the food. Amen. They kept on like that. But they felt like Joseph is treating them well because the father was there. So when Jacob was about to die, guess what they did? They now fabricated a letter that, dear Joseph, from your father Jacob, don't touch your brothers. Don't touch your brothers. Leave them like this. It's only God that can judge. They are the ones writing it. There's only God that can judge. You judge not that you might not be judged. Romans chapter 2. It's like I quote every scripture they can remember. Don't judge them. Leave it to the hands of God. When Joseph saw the letter, he said, it's not because of Jacob. I have forgiven you. So we see God correct what his brothers did to him in Joseph. Bible says, he hugged them and he wept. So when sin strikes and gives us a wrong definition of brotherhood, God corrects it in his prophets. Amen. And one of the things that we have in the resurrection is that we are brothers. So what did I say? We are brothers. In fact, our first brother is the Lord Jesus himself. He said, he that sanctifies and they that sanctified are one. Hebrews 2. And for this cause is not ashamed to call them brethren. Hebrews 2:11. He that sanctifies and they that sanctified are all of one. For this cause is not ashamed to call them brethren. Saying, I will declare my name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church will I praise you. Hallelujah. So, Jesus is our brother. Why? The word brethren, there is the word adelphos in the Greek. A-D-E-L-P-H-O-S. A-D-E-L-P-H-O-S. Adelphos. It means to come out from the same womb. To come out from the same womb. Jesus says, we are brethren. At the point, he was teaching Jesus. And they came to him and said, your mother and your brothers are outside. They said, you should stop that. They want to talk to you. They said, who took the last minute? Jesus said, what kind of nonsense is this? He said, those who hear me are my brothers. He said, look at these people. These are my brothers. This is my mother. Amen. I love Mary. She quickly picked the signal from there. She said, this is Jesus. This is Lord himself. She joined them. Amen. The brothers joined later. Of course, one of them is the one that wrote the book of Jude. One of them is James. Hallelujah. So, in the local church, not just local church, in the body of Christ generally, every man who is born of the Spirit is your brother. Because we came from what? From where? The same womb. Thank you. Sometimes some people don't know why would you say brother, sister. It is not just, it's not name calling. No. Amen? It's not labeling. It is honor. You are seeing the person for who they are to you in Christ. Is that clear? You are seeing the person for who they are to you in Christ. But it's not just enough to see. You must treat them as such. It's not just enough to say, Brother Ay, Brother Elijah, Brother David. It's not just enough to say, Brother David. You must now treat him as such. Sister Oyinka, sister this, sister that. That makes sense. You now treat them as such. In Hebrews 13:1, the writer of Hebrews says, let brotherly love continue. That's the one beside you. Say, let brotherly love continue. Say, do you plan to do that? So we see the true meaning of brotherhood. True Joseph. That's forgiveness. That's sticking with family. That's brotherhood. And my question this morning is, are we still brethren? Amen. Are we still brethren? Or we are already going the way of Cain and the way of Joseph's brothers? Hebrews 31 says, let brotherly love continue. In Romans 12, learn something this morning. Romans 12, we're going to read verse 10 together. Are you there now? Want to go? Be kindly affectionate to one another. With brotherly love. In honor, preferring. So, he first tells us how to be brothers. He says, in honor. What did I say? In honor. Preferring one another. In honor. Be affectionate to one another with brotherly love. Meaning that when I see you, I am affectionate. When I see you, I see my own person. When I see you, I will honor you. You must always remind yourself, am I going the way of Cain? Sometimes we don't say it out, but we ask it, am I my brother's keeper? It says, be affectionate to one another. Honor will help us in the will of God. It will help us. It will help us to achieve more when we stick together. Say stick together. Look at 1 Peter 3. I said I don't want to take long on this teaching. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 8. Finally, be ye all of one mind. Say one mind. Having compassion on one of another. Love as brethren. Be pitiful. Be cautious. Love as brethren. Love as brethren. Be pitiful. Be cautious. So we need to ask ourselves serious questions. Am I my brother's keeper? If you are not, then that is not just disregarding God's word, that's a big thing. You've got to be your brother's keeper. Matthew, this morning, are we still brethren? Or your own is every man for his own? In every man for his own. I don't care. It's between me and my God. I've always told you before, there is nothing like you and your God. It is you and our God. Amen. Whether you like it or not. Jesus said, when you pray, you will say, my Father, my Father. Uh-huh. Our Father. There's our Father. There's your Father. Your Father could be like your Father could be your biological father. Like Elisha said, like we looked at yesterday night, your pastor. You can say, my Father, my Father. The chariot of Israel, and you know, the armies of Israel and the chariot thereof. But when you are talking to God, He is our Father. There's nothing you can do about that one. Paul says, I bow my knees to the Father. You have never heard Paul say, my Father. You will not see it in any of your epistles. It's either he says, our Father, or he says, the Father. Anyone, you know, that is collective. So there's nothing like, it's between me and my Father. Leave me at the altar with my Father. Only my my Father. There is nothing like that. Whatever you call Christianity, it's us. It's community. What does it mean? It's what? Community. So are we still brethren? Are we still our brother's keeper? It's so strong on me that even as we close, God is saying that one of the things that we will need so much in the coming year and beyond, but especially in the first quarter, we will need to stick together. We will need to what? Stick together. And one of the scriptures that came to me is Proverbs 17. I love the scripture so much. I've taught from it, I don't know how many times, but I love it too much. Proverbs 17. Verse 17. A friend loves at all times, and a brother is what? Is born for adversity. I love a version that says, a brother is born for the times of trouble. Which version is that one? What is your version? I didn't read it. What's your version? Good news. A brother is born for the times of trouble. How about that one? He said, what is my purpose in life? For the times of trouble. A brother is born for the times of trouble. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? So, we know the purpose of our brotherhood. What am I going to offer you? I'm going to offer you encouragement. So that means there will be times when you see your brother, your sister, you know, and you're down. You must be able to recognize it. You must be able to pick it. Say, bro, are you sure everything is okay? And they say, everything is okay. Some people know how to mask it. Don't cover it up. And then they talk, when you're gone, they start crying again. When you're gone, they start sobering up again. But what's my role? For the times of trouble. A brother is born for the times of adversity, for comfort, to be available. Are we still brethren? I won't say much. I'll start closing it and pray for me. But I trust that God is talking to you and is impressing it in your heart that you learn to be a brother to your brother. Don't be like the brothers of Joseph. Don't let what God is doing through another person anger you. At the end of the day, if it's still God's work, I am fine with it. The reason oftentimes why we are angry, why is God not using me? It means you are never serving God in the first place. It means you are just a selfish person who is after your own name and your own ambitions. Amen. God is using someone. You are angry. Why? Because it's not you. Why should it be you? That's pride. And if you are proud, I tell you that session, God will bring you down. It's not me. I don't know that I wrote it. Don't come and fight me. God will. I mean, we look at almost 10 scriptures. where God kept saying it. You cannot say you did not see it. From generation to generation, he kept saying, I will fight the proud. So what's my role? God is using someone. I'll support them. I'll stand by them. At the end of the day, they are doing the Father's work. At the end of the day, they are doing God's will. And if that will bring glory to Jesus, I am for it. You see someone in your local assembly who needs your help, and then you just look away. That is the way of King. Jude tells us, he said, don't follow the way of King. Yeah, the error of King, the greed of Balaam, the gainsaying of Korah. Don't follow it. Don't follow it. Be God's man. Let your heart be filled with love. Have no place for the flesh. Be your brother's keeper. In your cell, look out for people. Amen. Look out for people. When you have things, share. Sometimes you don't have, it might not be physical possessions, but you have a word of encouragement to give. You have a call to make. Amen. Text. How are you doing? I trust you're fine. If there's anything, we can talk. I'll be in your house by Friday. I'll spend 30 minutes. I'll just to greet you. How about that one? For your own, you have never visited any church member before. There is no welfare team. We are all in the welfare team. Hallelujah. The same way there's no prayer team. No, we don't have prayer team. And we want to join prayer team. Imagine if there's prayer team. Agbaku Adwa. Imagine there's prayer team. Just know that those ones are not going to work. Because if all of us are praying like this, and we still have a long way to go. There's no prayer team. We are all. Have you ever seen the same thing in this church? Maybe you should let me know. In yourself. Sanji created this. Not all of you go for evangelism. Some people just stay back and play noodle. You say, pop. There's evangelism team. Because it's our collective responsibility. That's the same way. It's our collective responsibility to look out for one another. So I'll look out for you, look out for me. As we fulfill God's plan and purpose on the earth. As He uses us like He does from generation to generation. As we proclaim His word. As we go about giving people who need the bread of life. And also the bread of this life. We go about with His word on our lips. Strong, courageous, bold, tenacious. As we move as a mighty army, we must know we belong to the same battalion. Is that clear? Belong to the same army. We are brothers. Amen. We are brothers. That must be consistent in our local church. And I trust that God will impress it on you. A friend speaks at all times. A brother is born because of trouble. Hallelujah. See, I don't know. It's not my own responsibility. It's your responsibility. Exactly. But I'm not obligated. You are obligated. I just said it is a sin not to be. Will people offend you in the same local church? The more you have people, the more you are multiplying offenses. Amen. So the more you are praying for a massive harvest, that, oh God, bring men What you are saying is, God, we all, more offenses will come through. Hallelujah. Because the moment you are now 120 yourself, you have had like four extra people to fight. But much more, four extra people to forgive. Hallelujah. That's the way you must look. With a mighty harvest will come the need for walking in love. Let it be your mantra. You stick with it daily. Is that clear? Is that clear? You people step on your toes very well. They will talk to you in the way you don't like. But the truth is, always remember, you two are talking to people in the way they don't like. So as we are all getting to perfection, maturing in Christ, we must tolerate one another. Is that clear? Because then tolerate people. Some people are not tolerant. Anything. I don't know. I'm not going to ask you. I don't change myself. What's that? What's that nonsense? You think it's a wardrobe? You think it's like saying I want to change my skirt? You stick with one where God has come to you. And you'll be brother there. You'll be brother there. Is that clear? So every time you hear someone call you, bro, let it ring. What is he telling me is, I am born for the times of trouble. So what's your purpose in this life? Ah, it's just to be available for people in times of trouble. So when trouble comes, don't run and hide. You stand with your brother. Is that clear? Scripture says you rejoice with those who rejoice. You mourn with those who mourn. You forgive those who need it. Honor the king. And love the brotherhood. Amen. Can we pray for ourselves this morning? Just on your seat. Just pray. The love of God is shed abroad in my heart. The love of God is shed abroad in my heart. I follow the good examples we have in the Holy Scriptures.